Record. No, it's recording.
Record.
Hey guys, welcome back. Backseat Fantasy Week 8 preview episode. I don't know which episode it is, but it is Week 8. And we're here to give our unsolicited advice on your lineups. Sometimes help, sometimes hurt. And always entertain. But joined by same crew as last episode, Fonz and Caster for the full time now.
I'm here.
Yeah, from now on, when anybody misses the podcast, we're gonna make up an injury. A football injury.
Oh. I already know what injury I'm gonna make up for you, Fonz.
What?
An erection that lasted longer than 4 hours. A football injury. That could happen in football.
No, that is not a common football injury.
Fonz has to sit this one out because he's had an erection for about 7 hours now.
It's a hazard to the other players.
It's like a stiff arm, like an extra
poking him below the belt. The fuck was that?
Dude. Can't tackle him, can't get within 3 feet of him.
The strong ass boner, dude. Jesus.
Anyway, all right, guys. Week 8. No dilly dally. We'll make the people give the people what they want. Just fresh, solid advice. Sorry, I'm just seeing updates right here. I just saw a random picture of Miller that I didn't see earlier on this little thread here. You know what we do? We go through, look at the lineups, find out William hasn't set his, have a hard time with that one in particular, and just go fill in the blanks and hopefully guide everyone to their best possible lineup. We've never done it so far, and sometimes we'll pick touchdowns in between. Sometimes we'll forget. I realized, though, I was super upset about not picking Saquon last week. I just forgot to pick one in general. On the fly, I just said Kittle. J.K. Dobbins didn't hit either, so that was not the one that caused the bet to miss. Dobbins would have been the one. So I was less upset when I realized that Jose's parlay would have was dead either way. Full try again this week, and he reserves the right to negate any of his choices.
He reserves the right to shit. He's going to put all of them in.
We'll have to see. Last week, he would have been 3 out of 6 again because Dobbins missed, Kittle missed, and Austin Eckler missed. So we told him to start both Washington running backs.
Dude, scared money doesn't make money. It's the rules of gambling.
We're just live by. A real guy told you that, right?
Yeah. And I was dying from the hiccups. And he's gone.
You know, there was an awkward silence in the first episode, or the first, yeah, the episode previous to this one. You're going to have to experience that for like 5 minutes.
Who, me?
Yeah, for all our listeners are going to have to experience that.
No, I can't. Why? Cut that.
I can't. It's part of the show.
I don't care.
No, it's a separate take. Don't be silly.
No. The one where you left me alone.
That wasn't 5 minutes. Although I do still hear that drip.
You still do hear it?
The cat was sitting here, and I think she had used the bathroom, so I opened it, and I still hear it. It's not as bad anymore, but my house might be flooding. Anyways, all right. Who wants to go first as we kick this thing off?
Real quick, I meant to say this in the last podcast, but I wanted to congratulate Noe and his family. His son got baptized this earlier this week, so I wanted to congratulate him and his family on that. And I think today was Scott's anniversary. So congratulations, Scott. Nice. Happy 1 year, or I don't know how many year, but happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Congrats.
I think it's 3 years. 3 years married.
I think you're right.
Many more years knowing each other. Mm-hmm. Yes, congrats on the anniversaries of baptism and marriage. The beginning and the end of life.
They're both beginning, or
whoa.
All right, we're done. Congratulations.
We're done. Congrats, guys. Congrats on those things.
Do you always make me regret this shit?
This shit. You know, Fonz, you can go first. It's your birthday. You get the floor.
My birthday's over. Oh no, it's still going. All right. Wait, what am I doing?
You're doing a preview of anyone you want. I'll let you pick.
Oof. All right. Scott just mentioned, just wished me a happy birthday. I told him fuck you, and this is all just mind games for when we play against each other soon. So yeah, let's mind game this, Scott. We got Justin versus Scott. Justin 5-2, and Scott is 4-3 right now. Excuse me, sorry. Justin is projected right now 103 points to Scott's 91 points. On Scott's side, we're going to start there, bitch. Scott, we got Jordan Love, trash. He's playing against Jacksonville. Yeah, all my bad takes are just going to be
trash. Just, go down the line.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson, trash. Brian Robinson, or the other Robinson. Or did I say that backwards?
You said it correctly. And then
and you said you were on the right track and you panicked.
Yeah. Fuck you, Scott. No, all right. Jordan Love, Bijan Robinson, Brian Robinson, Courtland Sutton, Amari Cooper, Trey McBride, Devin Singletary, Ladd McConkey, and then Buffalo's kicker and the Colts defense. If Jonathan Taylor is out again, I'd probably consider starting Tyler Goodson in there. Would you guys consider maybe Rome Odunze over Ladd McConkey with the Chargers going against the Saints?
I would.
No, but I would consider Jalen Waddle now that Tua is back.
I'm sorry, I didn't even see that. Yep, okay.
Or your boy, Juwan Jennings, touchdown machine now that Ayuk is gone. And Debo's in the hospital or whatever.
Oh, yep. That is very true. He went off last time. They were both out. So, Jalen Waddle, Juwan Jennings over McConkey and maybe Singletary?
And Singletary. Yeah, I'd slide both those guys up and the other two out.
Yeah. What about Courtland Sutton? Think bounce back game against Carolina? It's got to be, right?
Just because it's Carolina. Yes. I would be okay leaving him in. The guy had zero fucking targets. I don't know. Bo Nix can't throw either. All these guys come out, starting quarterbacks, can't throw the football. So I'm a little worried about it. But Carolina just sucks. Sounds like Bryce Young is going to start again, maybe.
Yeah.
They got no choice. Andy Dotson got into a car accident. So
he, oh, damn.
He probably did that on purpose.
God.
Get me out of playing this damn game.
Oh, so what we were saying earlier was not so crazy about Kyler Murray not being a diva.
I was joking. You guys really think Kyler Murray hates his new receiver enough to throw him bad football?
I didn't say he hated him. I just said it's the Kyler Murray show.
Yeah, not the Marvin Harrison show.
A little too much hype on you, kid. Tone it down. I think Carolina's on pace to be like the worst defense ever too. I heard that somewhere.
I love it. Anytime I see Carolina on the schedule, it's like, oh yeah, fire it up.
I thought it would be the Cowboys.
We're second, but we're second by like a mile. Carolina's that bad.
Yep.
So yeah, there you go, Scott.
Everyone agrees. Juwan Jennings and Jalen Waddle go up. Yeah. McConkey and Singletary out.
I think it's a great move.
I like Rome Odunze.
Would you do him over Sutton?
No, because of the defense. But maybe over Juwan Jennings.
Oof. Over Jennings.
I'd maybe do it over Jalen Waddle.
No. If Tua's playing.
Yeah, I don't love Waddle, but he is better. Like, Waddle hasn't really done much of anything all year, but I would take Jennings as the number two as opposed to Odunze as the number three. And actually, Washington's been pretty decent against quarterbacks recently. I know they were trash when the season started, but they've been pretty good. I'm trying to look at their matchups that they had, but I think they held Lamar in check.
Well, I feel like we're also forgetting about Tyler Boyd here, where Detroit's... Oh, I didn't forget. It's always the ones that we don't look at that somehow we were just like, why didn't we
look
at that?
Oh my God, I think we're overlooking Treylon Burks here. This is what you sound like, Fonz.
All right, fuck off. All right, we're done then.
We'll have to clip this when Tyler Boyd scores three touchdowns.
Yeah, we're going to. I'll do it. Well, Scott, I tried to help out a little bit more, but honestly, I think you got a good lineup. Just take out Singletary and McConkey and put in Juwan Jennings, Jalen Waddle. I think they're due for good games.
Final call. Odunze stays out.
Yeah.
I just he's good. It's just with DJ Moore and now Keenan Allen getting healthier, I just don't know that I can trust him getting like end zone targets the way I could trust Juwan Jennings getting it.
I don't trust that either. Okay. On Justin's side, we got Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, the Sun God, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Stephon Diggs, Zach Ertz, Joe Mixon, Devontae Smith, and then Seattle's kicker and Houston's defense. Do you think the Texans are having a buyer's remorse with Stephon Diggs?
He's been steady.
Okay.
He's steady. I mean, especially with Tank Dell having gotten shot and not playing well and now Nico being gone. He's been good. I mean, what is he? Wide fantasy wise, wide receiver 13 on the year. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bad. Solid.
Small bet.
Yep. Okay.
Put in Rashad White.
Yeah, that's what we talked about in the last one. With all those wide receivers coming out, yeah, their touches should go up. So Rashad White's got to come in there. Who would you put him in for?
Devontae Smith.
Okay.
Devontae Smith. Yeah. Pollard has a bad matchup with the Lions, but he's just getting so much work. I'd be inclined to leave Smith because I think Cincinnati can put up some points, and that might be because freaking Philly only threw it like 15 times last game. So most of those went to AJ, or the important ones anyway, and Devontae just had nothing. Like I feel like he's going to be okay, but given the loss of Evans and Godwin, I just think Rashad White is just going to have to be involved, right? They don't have a lot of playmakers.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we all agreed on that in the last episode.
Yeah, I'd do that too. I don't think Devontae's shit. If Rashad wasn't an option, I would still start him, but I'd lean Rashad, I guess. Okay. We all agree?
Yeah.
Shit, Fonz, you better not take us down with you.
It's my birthday, dude. Just got a break today. My curse is broken.
Curse reverse.
I just want to inform the listeners that you do not have to adjust the color on your screens. That is, in fact, a white CJ Stroud on his profile pic. I know everyone's probably really confused why.
I don't even know what the.
It doesn't look any different.
But. He looks exactly the same. Like, I don't. Justin's showing me like a kid who just finished his project. He's like, huh?
Take a look at this. What do you think?
What'd you do?
Yeah, so it's not your screen that's broken. It's a little Justin Art right there.
Are you sure he didn't mean like he put like a white uniform on him?
I heard exactly what he said.
Oh, you must have misheard him. There's no way.
Nope.
Damn, what?
I heard him right. Damn, Fuzz. All right, Fuzz, why don't you give us who's going to score a touchdown in this year game?
All right. Wait. Would you guys consider Tony Pollard or Raheem Mostert over Tony Pollard if we kept everything else with the changes that we made?
No. I'm just so turned off by Miami right now as a whole. And we haven't had a good look because Tua went down, like, it was early in the season, so we didn't get to see what everyone looked like. Then Tua goes down so early, and then Mostert was hurt, and then he comes back, and then Achane was hurt, and then he comes back. Tyreek and Waddle have done nothing. There's been no continuity with that team. And I know we told Scott to start Waddle, but it's more like Waddle's been fine and seems healthy, but based on his other options, I'm okay going with that. But in this case, Justin has an option that options over all around that I think are more solidified than Mostert.
Well, yeah, I had to guess he had to, and they're also just downplaying too. Like even Tyreek Hill went onto social media, was just like, start me this week. Like, I'm going off. And everyone's just downplaying this this situation with Tua that, he's just on the edge of being killed here on the field. Just one game away, one injury away.
Yeah. I want to see him wear that giant fucking NFL blitz, you know, the big head glitch, the giant ass helmet that comes out. Looks silly, but man, so does like losing your mind when you're 40.
Yeah, anytime touchdown, I'd had to go with Josh Jacobs against Jacksonville.
Dang.
I really like that.
There goes the parlay.
Is that too good?
Is straight that too out obvious? The gate.
Nah, that should be, I mean, maybe. Him or Mixon, right? Mixon just keeps fucking scoring too. But yeah, Jacobs is solid. I think Deez will actually take that bet. If he places it,
do it, Deez. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Who you got winning?
Oh yeah, Justin. Fuck you, Scott.
I got Justin too.
I got Justin too. Fuck next. You, Scott.
We should get that soundbite so he doesn't think we're just saying fuck you every time.
Oh no, we're saying fuck you every time.
It's Fawn's last words.
I don't think I'm pretty sure he knows. Yeah.
I should put that on Fonz's tombstone. Fuck you, Scott.
Isn't there like a certain amount of letters you can put in a tombstone? I don't want that to be wasted.
You can make it tiny, use smaller font at the bottom.
I want it to be like at the corner. Like maybe the back, like somewhere.
No, in case huge. Scott ever goes to see you.
At the bottom so that the grass covers it. You only see it if you move the grass.
Put Scott and draw an arrow down.
Fuck you, Scott. Yeah. And then the funny part would be he would never visit my grave, so he'd never see it.
Just everyone named Scott is like, what the fuck?
What did I ever do to him?
You know what you did.
Happy anniversary, Scott.
God. Y'all twist the shit that I do like what? So hard, man. I was trying to celebrate, and you're like, happy anniversary after all that. You used that against him.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with us. Do it. All right, Castro, you or me on next one?
I could do the next one. I'll do you, Mario. You do versus me. Noe.
Woo! Okay. Noe, now you about to get baptized.
God, you see? I'm just trying to share a good moment. A
beautiful nice moment.
Yeah. You're about to be baptized, Noe.
You're about to be baptized. God, like the Napoleon Dynamite karate guy.
Damn, Fonz, fucked up, dude. Fucked up.
Jesus. Go.
All right, Mario versus Noe. Mario projected 105 to Noe's 86. Start with Mario. QB, Geno Smith. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Tucker Kraft.
Studs all around.
Tucker Kraft at tight end. That's a one. Okay, Javonte Williams. Ugh, dude, against a cupcake defense, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Jaden, yeah. So much green on your side.
Is that your anytime touchdown already?
Jaden Reed. Maybe.
Just pick everyone on this roster.
Shut up, dude. I hope none of you guys score. Jeez.
And then Seibert and the Broncos D. Looking at your bench, I say man up and put Caleb Williams in there.
Fine. You know what? I would go fucking 8-0. Boom. Done.
You already lost when you can't go undefeated. What's the, what
Caleb
do you
is my North Star. If Caleb plays, I win, is a fact.
Caleb also wants Trevor Lawrence to blow him.
What?
That one thing I sent where he's like, he's got long hair, close enough, come in, suck it, daddy, or something like that.
Did he say that?
I sent it to you on Instagram.
Oh, let me see what he said. I must have deleted it from my mind.
How'd you delete that?
I'll find it. I must have suppressed it. I don't want to hear anything negative about my boy.
He says, I don't care if Trevor Lawrence is a dude. His hair's long enough. Come give me some head, daddy. That's
where did he say that?
It's a
what magazine?
What magazine?
Okay, I've just seen where it's from for the first time ever. It says "Come Bald News." I believe it though.
Funny enough, Noe has Trevor Lawrence, so just on that alone, he should start Trevor Lawrence.
You should defend your honor.
He's gonna excite my quarterback too much.
No one on the bench really worth. Oh, maybe Tyreek Hill.
There is Tyreek
over Jaden. I do Tyreek over Jaden Reed if Tua's back.
Ah, Tyreek, that motherfucker.
What's the injury on Jaden Reed? Ankle. Yeah, I think limited I would do Tyreek. Tyreek.
Oh, fine. Last chance, Tyreek.
Vaughn, do you have any suggestions for Mario?
It was, definitely Tyreek Hill, but, God, that. You like that matchup that Green Bay has against Jacksonville. But yeah, if Jaden Reed is not healthy, then it's obvious that you got to go Tyreek Hill. But, I mean, you got Nick Chubb, too. You got...
Did Chubb play last week?
Mm-hmm. He did. He scored, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Gave him 9 carries. There's still, you got like... Mark
Andrews, too, that's picking up on touches, you know, just they're just needing it more and more lately.
Nah, I wouldn't do it against Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick my battles there. I've been pushing okay buttons on the tight end landscape, so I'm going back with Kraft. And if I'm sitting Reed, you know, only one Green Bay pass catcher now to have to worry about. Don't need two of them.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, Tyreek Hill is probably just the one that I would probably look into.
But you guys brought my projection up to 109 with those two moves.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, Tyreek went on social media and was just like, everybody who has me, start me. Is what he said.
If he puts up another 1-point game, I might go on social media to throw my first hate tweet at a player ever.
Start you, you said.
This is going to be like, this dude made a Twitter account just to come.
Get the only comment.
One comment follows one person.
Dude, yeah, you're on a roll right now, Mario. I mean, fucking happy anniversary to baptism, to talking about blowjobs over there with the two gay men.
Whoa.
Oh, that was Castro actually bringing up.
How am Trevor I on a roll?
Just
because you have him as a QB.
Oh, yeah.
By association.
Man, you it sucks that Jaden Reed's not going to play in this game. Right now, Jaden Daniels. This should have been Jaden Daniels against Caleb, like not only on the field, but in fantasy. It was lined up perfectly, and he gets his little fucking ribs hit. He's out.
That sucks.
Getting robbed.
Speaking of which, let's get on the other side. Noe has Jalen Hurts for that reason that we just talked about at QB. J.K. Dobbins, Ray Davis for the running backs, Marvin Harrison, Zay Flowers for the wide receivers, Kyle Pitts at the tight end, and then his flexes are London and Pickens. Boswell and the Eagles for kicker and defense. Ah, man, you can't trust Travis Etienne. I don't think
not with Tank Bigsby doing playing as well as he is.
Yeah, he's playing too. Like, he's made a case for more work anyways, even if he is ETN is healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just lock what you have in. I think you have the best lineup you can make.
Yeah, you don't like Robinson, and you don't like the tight end option he has, or the running back options he has on this bench. But I do like the aspect of starting Trevor Lawrence just because of the funny aspect of what you just said.
Do it. Against Green Bay? Hell yeah.
God, if he wins because of if he starts Trevor Lawrence and he wins, like, yeah, that would be funny as hell.
You should do it. What do you care, Noe? I mean, Noe's actually 5-2, and he has a lot to lose here because of that points edge. He does need points. He can't really be fucking around.
Yeah.
Troll him, Noe. Troll him.
Caleb for funsies.
Yeah, that's all I really got. Fonz, that's all you got.
Yeah, I think you lock in what you got right now.
Anytime touchdown. Yeah, fuck you, Mario. I'm not going your side.
Damn. Yeah, I can give me Brees against that cupcake New England who just gave up 2 touchdowns, 150 yards to stupid Tank Bigsby.
Nah, Bill Belichick called them out, so they're going to fucking steamroll. You're gonna about to run into a wall.
I don't know how true it was, but I saw a thing where someone said, I have inside information that says the Patriots coach is going to be fired within the next 48 hours. It's like, I didn't look to see who that reporter was, but it was posted. So we'll see.
Damn. He did. Belichick called him soft.
Like, Belichick's out here throwing shade at everybody.
Dude.
Him?
Yeah. On the Manning cast? Yeah. Yeah, dude, yeah. He's like sitting back on his fucking chair and just like, nope. That was bad. Yeah. You don't call that.
When Taylor Swift came on TV, he goes, oh.
Yes.
He gave shit to Peyton Manning because they were talking about crowd noise. He goes, oh, yeah, we had to pump our – he goes, we had to practice with extra because we had to compete with you guys – what you guys could manually manufacture with the crowd noise in there. And Peyton's like, okay. He's like, he didn't give a fuck. He's in his old man. Dude, what are you going to do mode?
I love the Manny cast with Belichick in there. Because, yeah, Belichick does not hold back. And with two QBs who played against him many times, like, it's a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, especially Eli, who took titles away from him. Yeah. Directly.
I'm going to go ahead and play it safe for T's, and I'll go ahead and pick Derrick Henry.
Damn, the streak continues, he says.
I thought you were going to avoid Mario's side.
Why not take it back because D's needs a win, Fonz? Because you keep screwing him. Who do you think's going to win it, Fonz?
I got Mario.
I'm starting Caleb.
I think there's something about Noe that he's just trucking through. I think he gets a win on this one.
Just lost to 0-6
you're
Miller.
You're so lying to yourself. He's the number one false top six candidate in this whole thing.
I've seen a lot of them beat people that they're not supposed to beat. So this feels like a trap.
My trap, dude. I have so much green on my team.
I know.
All right, you're lucky we're not keeping count anymore. Enjoy your baptism, Noe. See you Sunday.
Nice one,
sorry, Noe. Yeah, nice.
You can't tell me personal information about these people.
I can't tell either one of you. God damn.
Whoa. Yeah, Fonz. Okay.
All right. Next up. Oh, the Alas Bowl.
Oh.
the Alasov. Vons, lucky for you, your brother doesn't even care about winning. He just needs points. Now, on the flip side, if he beats you, that hurts you quite a bit. So you're in a position here where only you can only lose, because either you'll win and hurt your brother, or you'll lose and hurt yourself.
Dude, hurt your brother, Fonz. I love it. Hurt him.
I get hurt.
I love it.
Hurts his heart.
All right, let's see what you got. Fonz, starting on the left. All right, projection much higher because your brother can't set a fucking lineup. You got Bo Nix against Carolina. Good with that. David Montgomery, no questionable designation. Tough matchup against Tennessee, but you got to play him. Kyren Williams, Thursday Night Football against Minnesota. Also tough matchup, but you got to play him. CeeDee Lamb, you got to play him. Dontavian Wicks is where it starts to get questionable. Jordan Mason, I'm going to get this out of the way now. Against the Cowboys, that is my anytime touchdown right now.
That's if he's even healthy. I don't know what's going on here.
Looks like he was limited by an ankle. I'll pick a contingency pick just in case, but he is my number one. Oh, you're starting Bo Nix over Dak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against the Niners. I mean, maybe he'll get some garbage time because they're just so far behind, but I feel like with the incident that just happened with Chris Godwin, I think a lot of teams are going to be very careful if the Cowboys are being blown out and they're going to take out their starters pretty early.
I think with the Ayuk thing and no McCaffrey, I think it's finally starting to catch up with the Niners. I actually don't think this is a blowout. I won't go as far as say the Cowboys win, but I bet it's a one score game. Okay. Is my hunch. They're under 500 right now. They're 3-4. The Niners, not the same Niners as last year.
Yeah, but
not
it's without the Cowboys. Those
guys. Yeah, on prime time, coming off a bye. Woo! All right, moving on down. Dalton Kincaid, Jordan Mason, DJ Moore. I think you like that. McAnus and the Saints D. Dude, find a new defense. For real. Nothing against the Saints, but their quarterback can't stay on the field. The defense is just getting, it's like an arm wrestling. They're like, they're just going to keep getting worn down.
But that's just going to motivate them more. Nah, I'm sticking with it. But McAnus is coming out. I need McAnus.
Do you have another kicker?
Yeah, Brandon Aubrey. Oh,
okay. Yeah, cut that, dude.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fucking Fonz, do this right now. I'm not even going to say it out loud because I don't want to. Like, this is just as a friend on the other side of the football playing against Spencer Rattler.
No.
Drop that kicker right now and add that. Yep. Or even the Chiefs playing against Gardner Minshew. Or the Lions playing against nobody because Tennessee, like, you got to make one of those, dude.
No, I'm sticking with it.
Oh, my God.
I like it, Fonz.
Whew. I bet all three of those, Chargers, Chiefs, Lions, all outscored New Orleans.
Shows what you know.
You know what, Fonz? I'll bet you an actual prize. I will send it to your house via Amazon.
Can we cut to you wanting to drop the Chargers kicker?
Yeah, as long as he cuts all the times I'm right after that. Damn, I was trying to steer an 0-6 team to the promised land.
He did not need your help. He did it on his own.
All right. Well, you're playing your brother, so it's your fucking funeral, I guess.
All right, I'll consider it. I'm not going to completely ignore you because you're right.
All those are better.
Yeah, I just...
Forget your opponent for a second. You need to look in the mirror and do it for him.
I know you don't see it, but on IR, I have Cooper Kupp and Chris Olave coming out of IR.
Ooh. No on Olave automatically. Cooper Kupp is actually playing this week. So with that in mind, over Dontavian for sure. I think he slides up into the two behind CD. So it's between Wicks and Moore. They both have the same problem that they're in committees, but they both have decent matchups. I'm a little worried about Caleb against Washington because their defense has been better lately, and Wicks is coming off a score.
I don't see myself sitting Wicks, so I think he's going to go on a flex
over DJ.
I don't want to, if you're going to start Caleb Williams, I feel like I need to go DJ Moore.
I feel like you need to like the opposite.
He's gonna like he's gonna throw a touchdown. Caleb is just, I mean, he scored 7 points the first two games I started him, but he does have 20 points, 20 plus in the last two.
Yeah, but I can't see myself benching Jordan Mason if he's good to go against the Cowboys. Yeah. So I think honestly it'd just be on my flex, or it'd be CeeDee Lamb and Cooper Kupp in my wide receiver 1 and 2. And then in my flex, Jordan Mason and Dontayvion Wex is kind of where my head is at. And if Mason is not good to go, Bucky Irving.
Yeah. So let me try and do this without confusing it, because I heard it last time. I was like, yeah, this was hard to fathom. So your wide receiver 1 and 2, CD and Wex. Your running back 1 and 2, Montgomery, Kyren. So basically, we have two spots to fill in. Between Jordan Mason, DJ Moore, Bucky Irving. Is that it? Just those three? Oh, and Dontayvion Wicks. Dontayvion Wicks. Yes. So pick two out of those four. Jordan Mason, I think, is a lock. If he's practicing fully, he's one. So it's Wicks, Moore, and Bucky Irving.
God, yeah, I got options now.
Wicks.
Yeah, I got suddenly, some debt. Yeah.
Caster says Wicks. I'm gonna be biased and go get gut call with Caleb. I think Washington had some good mojo going with no Jaden Daniels last week with just momentum. I think Marcus Mariota struggles more against an actual good defense in Chicago. They're arrested, more time of possession for Chicago, and I think they throw a little more to they could run it. I don't know. Just a gut. It's a true coin toss to me. Gut call, just biased. I'm going to pick DJ Moore.
Damn. Okay.
The rest is up to you.
I had to take guys out of IR. So if I move things around, McGinnis is going to be dropped. So Brandon Aubrey will be in there. And then Saints defense. I'll think about it.
Anymore
I really like their matchups. And then maybe not this for this one, just for this, exactly what you're saying for this scenario. Just the quarterback situation is horrendous. And just because of that, maybe the Chargers defense would be good. Mm-hmm. So I would consider that.
Side note, I wouldn't recommend doing this because you do have enough players now. So not this season. Keep an eye on your little Cedric Tillman down there in Taxi. 12 targets in that first game without Amari Cooper. And Jerry Jeudy, that ninja, he just nothing. Like, Tillman was like a pretty highly touted prospect coming out. He's only in his second year. He's a big dude. Like, he can play on the outside. So if Jameis is going to go out there slinging it, maybe just a little bit. I don't think you can actually promote him. I don't think it's worth it because you're tight on space as it is, but keep an eye on him.
Give him to me, Fonz.
Goddamn. All right. You want him just like that?
Yeah. Give him to me. No.
All right. We'll go over to your brother's side. Oh, I saw your projection went up by one. Oh, you didn't even put Cup in.
No. I'm trying to
move things.
Move things around here, yeah.
All right.
Hey, we said wide receiver 1 and 2, CD and Cooper Kupp, right? Is what we're saying.
Yes, but learn your lesson this time. Go based off of clock. So put the 12 o'clock game up in the slot because CD doesn't play till Sunday night.
So I need to move him down to the flex spot, is what you're saying?
So, yeah, CD and Jordan Mason should be in the flex.
Okay. Yeah, bad managing last week. Oh my god!
Nice one, Fonz.
Okay, all right.
Oh, and Cup, yeah, he plays immediately on Thursday night. All right. Well, you're up to 99 at the moment. Until you get a better defense, you'll be over 100. Over to Williams' side. Sam Darnold against the Rams on Thursday night. Kenneth Walker, DeAndre Swift. Cade Otton, I think, is now a must with no pass catchers left in Atlanta. Jake Bates and the Steelers D against the Giants. Fine with all of that. Now we got some holes to fill. Two wide receivers and two flexes. The options: Justice Hill, Jerome Ford, Zach Charbonnet, Jacoby Myers, Rashad Bateman, Josh Downs, and Isaiah Likely.
Put the Bateman in. Don't be scared with him. He's probably going to give you a donut this time.
Hype him up and then scare him.
Because I want him to be debating it.
He does. He, there's not even anything to think about. He doesn't have that luxury. So, Bateman and Downs, I think, are wide receiver one and two. What? I haven't heard Jacoby Myers name in a while.
It might have to be Myers and Likely for the flex.
I agree with Myers. Myers' last three games. Oh, he didn't play. Was he injured? Myers' last three games that he actually played, 9, 10, and 9 targets, and 14, 5, and 7 points. So decent floor. Don't love it against Pittsburgh, but, I mean, what do you got? What do you got, William? So, yeah, in one of those flexes, I'll throw in Jacoby, and in the other flex, Castro, you said Isaiah Likely. I will say Justice Hill, both Ravens.
Nah. Too many Ravens on his team.
Fuck it. Put in CEH.
He won't.
Oh, he was actually activated but didn't play this past week. Didn't even suit up.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, Kareem Hunt's been playing, yeah. Doesn't need him.
Dude, I might go to the fucking waiver wire here.
There's nobody in the waiver wire.
There's just ass.
That's pretty bad. William, look at my team.
I like Justice Hill, just because they want to. The Ravens want Derrick Henry to stay as healthy as possible, and I feel like Justice Hill is going to start off strong and fast, getting him a lot of touches in the beginning of the game, and then Derrick Henry is just going to wear them down at the end of it, at the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah,
go get Elijah Moore, William.
No, God.
Jameis Winston's going to be there.
Actually, yeah, he did have 7 targets last game. Second most all season. Hasn't scored yet. And we're saying Elijah Moore over Justice Hill. I actually would do that.
Yep.
Even shit. I'd probably do Bud Means over Justice Hill.
Let's not get crazy now.
Bud Means Business. That's your new team name.
No, he's the ICU.
I see you.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually would do that. Go grab Elijah Moore, but wait 24 hours.
Because I'm going to grab him.
Yeah, that's all I would do with that team. How's his taxi look? He's already promoted everybody out of that fucking thing.
Well, I don't think you can. He has a space for it.
He's got no IR space, no roster space. Jatavion Sanders has actually been doing okay, kind of quietly on that ass team, but he's fine with Kate Otten.
Yeah. He's just picked me to win this already.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh my God, I have the responsibility of picking a touchdown. All right, Jordan Mason is my one for sure. Kenneth Walker will be my two. Although I was tempted to say CeeDee Lamb, but no. Jordan Mason's my one if he's healthy. Kenneth Walker is my backup.
Yeah.
I pick Fonz.
I pick Fonz too. Sorry, Will. You suck.
You suck.
You're not sorry.
I'm not sorry, Fonz.
All right, three down, three to go.
Go, Fonz. All right.
I got Castro versus Miller. Whoa. Here we go. Castro projected right now 99 points to Miller 71 points. Oof. Castro, you better watch out. It's Miller time.
I know what I'm up against.
It's Miller time. Right now, Castro is at his record of 4 wins, 3 losses, and Miller is 1-6. Let's start off on Miller's side here. We got Stafford, Tank Bigsby, Antonio Gibson, Darnell Mooney, Tank Dell, Evan Ingram, Alan Lazard, Ricky Pearsall, and then Chargers kicker, which he's probably going to stick with, and the Giants defense on Monday Night Football against the Steelers. Oh, did you guys see that Michael Penix finally got or debuted with the one completion?
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a nice pass.
Let's see.
Alec Pierce is probably the most notable player on this bench, but I don't know who you would start him in for. Maybe Tank Dell. I feel like the Colts have always been known to light up the Texans when they're in the division matchups, until recently, since Corey Stroud started.
CJ.
CJ Stroud. Sorry. CJ Stroud.
That'd be cool.
Corey Stroud. Was Corey. That'd be funny, right?
Corey Jeremiah Stroud.
I will agree with Alec Pierce just from the home run aspect, but I'll say take out Lazard because I think you're right about the Colts-Texans. Mm-hmm. And Pearsall, who knows, you might get a random touchdown against the Cowboys. Lazard, I just keep waiting for that dude to fall off. He did have 5.8 points this last game, but only 4 targets. It was just tied for his second lowest of the entire season. Another week of Davante Adams. I think he just continues to fall down this. Like, he had a 58% snap share, which is lowest of the entire year by far. Every other game was above 80%. So he's already starting to get phased out a little bit. They're playing New England. I don't think he's going to have to throw that much. I think it's a big Breece Hall game. So give me Alec Pierce over Lazard.
Okay.
You like that, Fonz?
I do. That's a great breakdown. I think, Ricky Pearsall against the Cowboys, you're not afraid of that. So I think it's a good call.
I think that's all I got for him. Oh, go get a new defense. I got 3 of them for you. Giants against Pittsburgh. Any of the top 3 that are available on the
you don't want to go against Russell Wilson with how hot he's playing right now.
Dude, they just sent the Jets to a negative.
Damn.
Is he hot right now, Fonz?
That's all I heard.
<You're> so gay.
Y'all.
Yeah, you heard that too, right? That's all you heard?
Yeah. I said that's all he heard because he goes, oh, he's so hot right now. I was the one talking.
Yeah, gay boy.
My apologies.
Don't apologize, Fonz.
All right. Cast your side.
Oh, that's right. I was reviewing. Yeah. Cast your side. Yeah, we got Joe Burrow. You're going to stick with that, huh?
Have to.
Clown town. Go Baker. What happened last time Baker played Atlanta?
Yeah, I feel like every time I say that, it just blows up in my face. So you should definitely start Joe Burrow after me saying that.
Well, funny enough, when I reviewed Jose's last game and was like, oh, Devo, huh? You're going to stick with that? He got fucking pneumonia and didn't play in the game. And he got 0 points. So it was correct.
Can name my player's name out your mouth, Mario.
We got Alvin Kamara.
Broken hand Kamara, they call him.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, what the hell? Like, why are they not realizing that players are injured here? Like, he's been playing through a broken hand. Like, what the hell? Did you not notice that? Jahmyr Gibbs, Ja'Marr Chase, DK Metcalf. I thought the injury for DK Metcalf was a little bit serious, or maybe not. He's not practicing Wednesday or Thursday.
Ooh, no, he might be coming out. I can't adjust anything until like the end of the week because Jonathan Taylor is always questionable, but he's not going to play.
Gotcha.
You don't think so? Does he practice yet?
I hope he doesn't. I want him to be back like full health if he ever comes back. Like, I don't want
limited practice. Limited practice on Wednesday.
I'll come back. Oh. Give yourself another week of rest. I need you for the playoffs.
Well, yeah, you'll keep an eye on that DK Metcalf status. Njoku, obvious start on there. Romeo Doubs, Najee Harris, Cincinnati's kicker, and the Jets defense.
Metcalf out. Hopkins in. Boom.
It's tempting.
You probably want to see how that goes first, right? Like, I mean, because Hopkins, I feel like, is very injury prone, right? You don't trust that just yet.
No, I think I would. I feel like Mahomes is just going to, like, maybe force one to him. Mm-hmm. Or he'll get, like, an end red zone look. I kind of like it. I think maybe I would. I am definitely entertaining that. But we'll see.
Yeah, because if DK doesn't play, I mean, your next best flex option, if Dobbs goes up, is Jalen Warren. And you'd be starting to both the Pittsburgh players at that point.
Well, he also would have Jonathan Taylor to come off an injury, so that it'd be Jonathan Taylor and
If Taylor plays, Hopkins
said he'd have to consider.
Yeah, no, if Taylor plays 100% or not, he's going up. But And so Dobbs would slide up, and then Taylor goes in. But if Taylor's out, then I think Hop is like the only serious guy, unless you're going to go with both Steelers running backs.
Nah, I'd probably go Hop. It's between Hop and actually Palmer, because Palmer actually playing the Saints.
Palmer's ass. Told you to start him last week. He didn't do it. Best game of the year, 6.3.
Don't you forget it.
That's it?
Tommy Fonz, is that it? Is that all you got for me?
I sound like Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
The dinosaur scene?
Yeah.
I recognize that song.
I started singing it without even realizing it. Yeah, I do like Hopkins. But yeah, I do what you want, dude. I can't give you good advice.
There you go. Fonz tapping out.
You Fonz.
You're not going to need it. You're going against Miller.
Whoa.
Zet, pick your touchdown.
Woo, anytime touchdown. God, I want to go Jahmyr Gibbs, but I feel like with him going off last week.
Just a tease of what life would be like with just Jahmyr and no Montgomery.
And they just signed him to a 2-year contract. So
I know.
Yeah, keep dreaming, slut. And Kamara, too, also got extended.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
This is a little hard for me, but I might go Najee Harris anytime touchdown against the Giants Monday Night Football.
There you have it, Deez. Fonz wants to fuck you tonight.
That being said, I think Miller sneaks a win in this one.
Wow.
Kesher does have a lot of orange and red in his matchups across this thing.
I think Kamara's going to fuck you this week.
But, you fucked me last week. I still put 100 up.
But it didn't matter. This one will matter.
What? The other one mattered too?
No, I meant like, okay, we don't know how much, how many points he would have put up if he played well. What I was trying to say was just based off that he did bad, Mario just really kicked your ass, just really outscored you. So it didn't matter.
Yeah. Unless you had a 50-point guy up your ass.
Could have happened. Kamara puts up 50.
Kamara could have put up 40 and he still would have lost. That's the kind of week you had. I'll pick Kesher. But I think I'm going to call the same sort of thing. This will be a closer game than anyone expects.
You'll be sweating Sunday night.
I kind of want to call the same thing for anyone who actually has the right to do sports betting or gambling. Like there's a stat out there about the teams that play the Lions, like the week after they're like 0-5 just because the Lions are so physical. And that definitely seems like what Minnesota went through. And so not only did they go through that physical game, they are now coming back on 3 days rest to play on a short week. So they play tomorrow night. So I'm thinking like, I know the Rams aren't great, but I think this game might it might be like a little trap game for them as well. I don't know if they'd win outright, but I think it's going to be closer than we think.
Good point.
Cool. And Cooper Kupp coming back, you know, yeah, Kyron Williams, you never know. Never know. Anyways, all right, two to go. Castro, we just did yours. I'm going to tackle.
It's not my turn to go.
It's me, and then I think you went last. Do you want to do Isaac's or you want to do Deez's?
I'll do my cousins.
All right, I'll do Deez real quick. All right, we got Jose versus Warwick, the giant killer. Starting on Jose's side, Josh Allen, Saquon, Kareem Hunt. Those are all must starts. Garrett Wilson, Deontay Johnson with Bryce Young at Denver. That is like the worst three-punch combo I think I can think of right there. So Deontay's probably coming out. George Kittle, Brock Bowers going double tight end. Achan, McLaughlin as kicker, and Vikings D against the Rams. I think Vikings do be fine. So we're looking for a replacement wide receiver for Deontay Johnson. Yes. Yeah, Debo's still questionable. What if Debo plays? I don't think I want to fuck with a guy that's coming off pneumonia, right?
Yeah, like, I still think I like Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's the only swap. Keenan Allen over...
He's starting two tight ends.
Yeah, Bowers has just been so steady, and Kittle's been good too.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Maybe Christian Watson, if I see Kittle's questionable.
I don't know. I feel like Christian Watson's like the odd man out of all that receiver group. I know it's really wide.
I know. A lot of pass catchers there.
I feel like he's the one that really needs like the big play.
Yeah, it's just, I'm saying if Kittle's out and Bowers has to go to the tight end spot, it opens up another position. So I just really don't like Deontay this week with Bryce Allen or Bryce Young. So I'd go Keenan and probably Watson. Since I can't really trust Ramondre yet.
We're gonna ignore Wanda Robinson again.
If you want a solid 8 catches for 38 yards, yeah. The dude had 9 targets and 23 yards. If this was PPR, sure. Yeah, you can bet on that. But he fucking goes nowhere.
Fonz knows him. He knows how to pick him.
I'm just saying, like, one of the very few wide receivers that has a high volume of targets, but just does nothing with nothing. It.
Dude, he's like Jarvis Landry light. Jarvis Landry used to get a million cat balls and go nowhere with him.
God damn,
I'm going to ignore him. Go straight for Watson. I think the Packers put up like 20-plus in the first half and then just run out the clock the rest of the way. I'm just going to bank that Watson is involved on that somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Ramondre, I don't want to play him either. Ezekiel Elliott, nope.
Dude, he's like borderline drop. Drop worthy right now, and nobody on the taxi to consider. All right, over to work side. Fucking Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
Russell
Wilson, right?
Yeah, all day.
You might just as well. Like
that upside. I mean, consistency, Mahomes, but when you got Russell Wilson playing hot, not he is hot. You got
to. I'm sorry, you said he was hot.
Sort
of. Pat Mahomes against the Raiders last year, 16.7 and 20.82. It was actually his last 20-point game was at Las Vegas last year. He does have DeAndre Hopkins.
He's good for Xavier one. Worthy. He's good for one touchdown.
He's good for one. I guess he's playing them and then Russell Wilson against the Giants on Monday Night Football. I mean, Mahomes has just burned him so many times. So many times, just been mediocre. And he's a 15-point underdog. Yeah, swing higher. You spent $40 on him, right? He's Russell Wilson.
Bid big. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, he went in.
40% of his Fab money right there.
Yeah.
He's in, Fonz.
He's gotten better. He used to spend $100 on one player every year.
It's not that guy yet.
All right. James Cook, Alexander Mattison, the chosen one, I guess. Jerry Jeudy, don't like that. T. Higgins, Hunter Henry, Malik Nabers, and Calvin Ridley. All right, you could say that DeAndre Hopkins is gone now, but I don't think that's why Calvin Ridley has not been good.
I don't like Calvin Ridley either.
Tyler Allgeier against Tampa 2 weeks ago only had 6 carries for 12 yards, 2.5 points. Oh, and Keon Coleman. I really think this is Calvin Ridley had 8 and 9 targets the last 2 weeks. He caught 3 of those. 3 out of 17 targets is what he caught.
God.
They're going to be behind. Fuck. This is going off pure hatred of Jerry Jeudy and Calvin Ridley that they both come out. Nabers goes up to wide receiver, and then you have Allgeier and Keon Coleman.
I'm not mad at that, actually. Maybe not Keon Coleman. I do like Allgeier, though.
So who would you keep in between Ridley and Jeudy?
I'd keep in Jeudy just because Winston's going to be throwing the ball.
Okay, I keep forgetting Jameis is there. Fine. Yeah, pull Ridley. Send in Allgeier.
Allgeier's. And that's how you beat these.
And send up Russell Wilson.
That's Deez's X.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Do it for the drama. You know, Jose hates seeing his old players come back to haunt it. And it's Monday night. That's a very good way to stress people out.
Do it.
And then he's got Roshan on taxi, the guy everyone keeps waiting to be the guy.
It's going to happen. This is it. It's happening.
I mean, coming off a bye week, I'm always worried when a team comes off a bye because a lot of times they go back to the drawing board and they might be like, hey, this dude's been doing this for us. Like, let's change it up a little bit. So we'll see. But so far his usage, he hasn't had higher than 40% snap share all season. He's just gotten lucky with touchdowns. But anyways, everyone agree? Wilson over Mahomes?
Yep.
Fonz, you agree? Who did I say?
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley comes out, yeah. And Allgeier goes in?
No.
Whoa.
All right. Give us the wrong answer, Fonz.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley stays in. Keep Allgeier out of your lineup.
No.
So leave it as is. Leave Jeudy too?
Yep.
Okay. There's your answer, Wirt.
Wait, just Russell Wilson. Sorry. Needs to go up.
Yeah. You said that. We all agreed there.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a time. I'll take Jose.
Take these.
I got Warwick.
Right.
Warwick. You got this, Warwick. What's your anytime touchdown on here?
Oh, motherfucker. You know what? I failed him last week. Oh, I want to say Achane so bad. Give me Saquon. At Cincinnati.
Saquon.
What I think is a high scoring game. Saquonda.
Saquon, these nuts.
Yeah, I'll stick with that. Castro, bring us home. Last game.
Joe versus my cousin. Is this even a real game? Joe projected to win right now 85 to Isaac 79. Let's start with Joe since he probably just needs either a point race or the win more. Maybe just points. Yeah, it's Jared Goff at QB. James Conner, you leave because he scores so many points. Aaron Jones, you leave in there. Maybe take out D. Adams, whoever that is. Terry McLaurin. Okay. Travis Kelce. Leave in there Austin Eckler, one empty flex, and then Fairbairn and the Packers defense. So let's take a look. Whoa. Maybe Christian Kirk in for that flex.
Things must be bad if you're saying Christian Kirk.
I don't see any other option unless you want to go Dalton Schultz. Why do you have another kicker and another defense? Do you start the Ravens against Jameis Winston?
Yes. That guy throws a bunch of interceptions.
He does throw a lot of interceptions. He likes to air it out. Yeah, I think you have to go Christian Kirk, unfortunately. Oh, maybe Shepard, actually, since they lost all their pass catchers.
Yeah, he just added him. Just added him. And Tampa's playing Atlanta. That was a big shootout last time.
Yeah, I go Shepard. Never mind. Change my mind.
William should have picked up Shepard. That's who needs a receiver. Drop the ball there.
William's a fool. What do y'all think?
No roster space. Remember, no roster space.
He could have dropped Juju. He's not going to use ever again.
Yeah, big brother. Big brother, help me. Fonz, what do you got?
No, never mind. I don't like starting Shepard. I had him on my roster before. He's just, he's old.
He's not hot. Old.
Not hot enough.
Yeah, he's just too old. He can't. He'll probably like make one big play and then get a cramp and have to come out for the rest of the game.
Damn, Fonz.
But I mean, there's not really a lot of options here. I don't like, I'm just not liking Eckler more and more as each week keeps going on. But you really just don't have that many options here. You have a lot of defensive and
he does and
tight ends,
two kickers and two defenses,
yeah,
and three tight ends. Three
tight ends, yeah.
Start two kickers. And again, Kelce's not playing great either. Like it's just, true. Yeah,
you can't sit in though.
Yeah, you can't. But he hasn't done anything all season. His best game was week 4, 8.9 points.
So you're telling Joe to bench Kelce?
No. Just saying that I don't like it. I don't like his matchups, the players he has for this week against Isaac. I think Isaac's going to win this, and I just don't know what to do on Joe's side here.
Somebody help him.
Somebody do something.
I did rewatch that video recently of, I think Fonz sent it to me because we were just talking about it. For reference, this is the one where Isaac was a little too drunk to get himself out of a car. And so three people, including you, Castro, I think it was you.
I was drunk too.
William, but this is why it led to that.
You, William, and
Ruben.
Ruben
of all people.
And your cousin's just a dead body. He's just dead weight. He just not help me at all. Pants slipping. Just Fonz is the cameraman, which like on paper, it's like, yeah, Fonz is recording this. It sounds bad until you see that there's three full grown men already on the case. Like Fonz just would have been the fourth one standing there. But then Joe gets out and does become that fourth guy just standing there. He doesn't help. And then, that's what leads to the famous Fonz line. Does somebody help him?
Somebody do something. There's four guys there. Somebody do something. Jesus.
Oh, real quick, Fonz, behind the camera. Can't do anything. God. I have the phone in my hand.
You see, yeah, you're all focusing on me with the camera. Like, there's four of you guys not doing shit.
It's very incriminating to see the bodies just standing there like, who knows? Can't help him. Isaac's going to love this segment.
Yeah, no, I know. He's going to hate that.
All right, so
Sterling Shepard, Tutu Atwell. Those go in your flex. Take Eckler out.
On Isaac.
Baker's going to throw. Baker's addicted to throwing.
Yeah, he's going to throw. I agree with that. On Isaac's side, he has Kirk Cousins, Chuba Hubbard, Zach Moss, JSN, Brian Thomas Jr., BTJ, Cole Kmet for the tight end, Sam Laporta rocking two tight ends, Xavier Worthy, J. Justin Tucker and the Browns defense. Isaac is in full on tank mode, so
Double tight end.
Triple tight end. Put Noah Fant in for Xavier Worthy. Actually, Noah Fant's done pretty well past couple games.
He actually has, yeah. Dude. Oh, he picked up Trey Palmer, the other receiver.
Oh, that's a good pickup too. Damn, William, where were you?
He doesn't doing homework? Have roster space.
Doing sixth grade homework?
Little William, put him in homework time.
See, another thing you guys fucking take
can't tell us anything.
Proportion. Yeah, I cannot tell anything.
What, am I lying, Fonz? Damn.
It was just one example of what he is doing, not that he's doing that the whole time.
God damn it, Fonz.
Now we know what he does.
If cookie cake. Jonathan Brooks plays, I say pull him out for fun.
Damn.
Oh, he's not in the taxi. Yeah, put him in.
He was on IR. That's right.
Yeah. And then I'd say triple tight end it. Noah Fant it.
he should go. Yeah, yeah. You can't start more than three tight ends, but that's bold. My bold call is Xavier Worthy finds the end zone on a bomb this week because DeAndre Hopkins is taking attention away.
Nah.
Pretty bold prediction. I like it.
But yeah. Jeez. You, Fonz, what do you got?
I think you need a bench supporter.
Dang. He's just
not doing anything. I'm going to bench him in guillotine. Actually, I might drop him if I see other options here. But yeah, I just can't trust LaPorta at this point. I mean, I'm not saying drop him, but I feel like you got better tight end options here to go with.
Well, he's starting two already.
Yeah.
I don't really see anyone on the bench that's like a must put in. I would agree, put the Ravens in for Joe over the Packers. I mean, Packers are going to be fine. But if he's worried at all about matchups, like I think the Ravens have a defensive touchdown opportunity just turnover wise with Jameis. Like they're more likely to get a pick six.
Yeah. Because you know Jameis is going to be slinging it.
Yeah.
Don't Jameis care how many people are down there.
Yeah. And the Ravens are just good on the ball. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Pittman, just if you like that Texans-Colts matchup at all. Just so hard to trust Richardson.
Nope.
But I would take Pittman over LaPorta. And I would take Fant over LaPorta.
Oh.
I know.
Scoot everyone up.
Slide on up. And, dude, Jonathan Brooks is probably not a good play until we see it.
Isaac's got nothing to lose. Have fun with it.
Limited practice. Yeah, whatever.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
Cool. I got Joe on this one.
We'll take also Joe.
I got Isaac.
My anytime touchdown?
You just picked Davante Adams.
Nah, he's going to win. You know what, Mario? Because you said, I'm going to say Xavier Worthy.
Dude. All right, that's the one D's is not going to count.
What? He has to count all of them, D's.
He usually omits one, at least.
Don't do that, D's.
I think he's going to omit. Yeah, I think there's three of them that he's going to want to omit in this segment.
Can you remember who he took? I know we got Saquon, Josh Jacobs. Xavier Worthy.
Derrick Henry.
Old Faithful. And I remember the other two.
Nope.
Who'd y'all pick in Justin's? Oh, that was Josh Jacobs. And then we just did this one. Fonz, your game. Kenneth Walker.
Oh,
and then, yeah. No, Jordan Mason was a primary, and then Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, you see, I think he's going to want to omit that one.
Who'd you pick? Oh, he said Najee.
Oh, that might be the question mark one. Yeah. Najee and Worthy are for sure going to be on the on the second consideration.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Mason, Najee, Worthy.
Najee.
Well, it's up to him. If he does a 3 and a 6, Worthy probably has good odds because he doesn't score a lot.
True. Be a big multiplayer.
Yeah. But okay, guys, we done it.
Woo! Happy birthday, Fonz, one more time.
Thanks.
Happy birthday to Fonz. Thanks for creating content for the people on your day, taking the time out, putting the cookie down
so you can come. I'm like your brother.
Baby. 2 hours.
That's... Put that cookie anything down. Else?
Anything
else? No!
Oh man, there's a I should have sent you this meme or this reel, but I'd never seen it before, and fuck it, the audience can look it up if you want. I'll send it to you, Fonz, for the your posting pleasure. But have you ever seen Pumping Iron, Fonz?
No.
It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I don't really know what it's about, but there's this scene. And it's like when you go on they took the scene and they made a reel out of it and said, when you go on a date for the first time and try to make conversation, and it's just Arnold Schwarzenegger oiling himself up in front of a woman.
Okay, first pose is a lat split.
And he's just showing these various poses as he's doing things. And the woman just kind of seems increasingly unimpressed with each pose. All the way up to this final one. She laughs at him.
Hey.
Hey.
It's that fucking, hey. You see his face drop. He goes, hey.
Don't laugh at me.
I'll send that I watched it like 4 times just to see the hey. It's a shit at the end. Anyway, send that to both of you right now for your. Yes,
for your pleasure.
The backseat right. Fantasy. There it is. I got it. I'll make sure share it for everybody to view. Thanks, hey! Man.
There were some good ones last week, like the the one, Castro, I don't know if you even watched it, but there's a real Fonz had put up, and he titled it The Confidence That All of Us Hit D's With After Giving Him Losing Picks Every Week. And it's from Eastbound and Down, and it's like the his doofy sidekick. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it. Yes. Who the fuck are you? That one?
No. They're in a car.
A different ride. One. You know, it's a different one where the guy's on the phone. And Fonz, you're thinking of a different one, but the sidekick's on the phone, and he calls Kenny Powers, and he's like, hey, man, it's not a good time right now. And he goes, oh, really? Thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich. That's right. Like that's us to D's every week. Like, all right, D's, let's go. Fire it up. We get it wrong every week.
We have no stake in it at all.
Oh, I have a stake in it, Fonz.
Anyway, follow the page at the Backseat Fantasy if you want to see hilarious reels in context.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace, everyone.